whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I am Dana Powell.
I'm Jessica Young.
I'm not going to do it. I want to so bad.
Why don't you?
And we are going to rant and rave. So stupid. Jessica.
Yes.
Do you want to tell people how they can contact us?
And why they might want to? So you can share any and all things with us, good and bad. Mm-hmm. There are no limits. Please contact us and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Rants and Raves Podcast, Twitter at @raves_the, email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com, and direct contact through the website, therantsandravespodcast.com. We want to hear from you. We want to share the good and the bad with you and everyone else. Again, we love hearing from you guys. We're so appreciative for the laughs that you give us and all of these great organizations that you have brought to our attention that we may not have found otherwise.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's great.
It's really amazing. Please rate, review, subscribe. That helps us grow and reach more people to share anything you want with us.
Exactly.
Which is really, really wonderful. We want to grow, everybody. We want to grow.
Totally. And for some of our newer listeners, moms of some friends can let you know, because my dad wasn't aware of this, you can download the episode so that you can listen to them offline. Like my dad said, I wish I could have listened to the podcast on the plane. I'm like, you can. You just have to download it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't need to be on Wi-Fi to listen to it. And he couldn't believe it. It was like the wave of the future.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that for sure. Mm-hmm. So you can have us with you at all times.
Indeed.
How was your week?
It was good.
Yeah.
How about you?
It was good. I have to tell you, I did something very fun. So for people who don't know, who are kind of new to this, Jessica and I are both actresses, performers, entertainers, whatever you want to say. We are in the industry, which is gross. Oh, that's another reason to listen to us, you guys. I'm on Modern Family. I play Pam on Modern Family. I also recur on The Good Place. Jessica was on For the People. We both do improv. Blah, 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 blah. You can tell people you're friends with us.
Yeah.
Just be like, oh my God, my friend Dana's on Modern Family. And then if somebody hits me up and is like, are you really friends with them? I'll be like, yeah, man. Yeah. That's my friend, Chandra, from New Jersey. I don't know anybody named Chandra or in New Jersey. But anyway, I'll tell people we're friends. Is that cool?
Sure.
Okay, whatever. So I filmed something this weekend, and it was a legitimate, like, I'm a true crime aficionado.
Yes.
So I listen to tons of true crime, and I still amaze myself how I do things sometimes that I'm like, oh, wow, that was really dumb. So I just assumed this came through my agent. I auditioned for it. I met with the director. Mm-hmm. It was this film. And so a couple of days before shooting, they had to change the shoot date, which happens from time to time. I was like, okay, no big deal. And then he was like, and also we changed the location. We're now filming in this place I'd never heard of called Hesperia, California, which just sounds like Suspiria, the classic Italian horror movie. I was like, okay. He's like, do you want a hotel room which night? I was like, what are you talking about? I thought I was just shooting and coming home. I have a kid. I have to go home, you know? So anyway, I'm like, no, don't worry about it. I'm just going to drive there. I'll get there early so you don't have to be nervous. And then I'll come home. And so I'm driving. And it was actually pretty relaxing because I don't get a lot of alone time right now. So I just listened to podcasts that I had downloaded. I'm driving further and further out. It's becoming desert, okay?
Yeah.
Literally desert. Mm-hmm. Just dirt. That was it. And barbed wire fences. I mean, and I was like, this is getting really creepy.
Mm-hmm.
So I get further and further out. I get there. It's just like regular houses because we're shooting at on a location. Mm-hmm. There's an axe in the front yard. Like, it's just.
Yeah.
And I actually put on my, I always say you don't have to follow me personally on Instagram, but sometimes I put up stories and pictures and stuff of my work or whatever. And I took up this panoramic picture of just this desolate place. And I was like, as I drove further and further out, I was like, oh, this is the start of a horror movie.
It sounds like the set of Fargo set in the desert.
I mean, it was insane. And I was like, I honestly don't know this man. I was like, I hope, what if I get there and there's no crew? Well, right. I got there was crew in a truck. So I was like, oh, okay. But part of me was like, I put on my Instagram story, if you don't hear from me, I'm buried in the desert. Oh my God. And then I said, I don't know why I just believed it. And I put in quotes like, oh, Dana, you're going to be a star. And then like knives. But then I put a note on there and I was like, nobody said that to me. I just took it because it was a joke. But I will say I ended up meeting some amazing people. They were absolutely lovely. The director, his name's Nolan, and he was amazing. It was a really wonderful piece. And the lead actress, she's a young actress. She's on a show on Hulu called Light as a Feather, mm-hmm. which is like a horror thing. So anyway, I met some amazing people and I didn't die. So it was really wonderful.
That's great. Yeah. News.
So I worked and I lived.
Was it hot?
It was very hot. Yeah. And, you know, you can't run air conditioning when you're shooting.
They don't have air conditioning in the desert. They have swamp coolers.
Oh, God. What's a swamp cooler?
This jank fan.
What are you cranking right now?
The swamp cooler. It's like a fan that's connected to a water tank, so it kind of cools the air through. It's not central air, but like all the places in Joshua Tree and stuff have swamp coolers. Oh my Most God. People don't have. I don't know why.
That's interesting. I didn't see a swamp cooler. Mm. But the lady who lived in the house, she was actually really lovely. Just for our listeners, so everybody knows that I kind of have a farm. I have a lot of pets. And right now, if you're into good vibes and good thoughts or prayers, mm-hmm. please send them my way. My little Murphy lizard is very sicky. Mm. And the vet thinks it's something that she just was born with. She just, or had since I got her.
Yeah.
But anyway, the woman was like, I'm going to put you and Murphy on my prayer list. I was like, please do. She had a prayer wall in her bedroom. I was like, yeah, put her up there, please. I'll take whatever I can get.
That's so sweet.
Yeah. So I've been having to give like shots to my little tiny, teeny, tiny lizard.
Oh, you're giving her shots?
I have to give her injectable shots in her arm and it makes me cry.
I'm so impressed that you're doing that. I have no idea.
The only way I can do it, Jessica, is I'm like, this might save her life.
Right.
Because otherwise, the first time I had to do it, I asked. So, you know, I have the, literally, I hate it when people are like, my dad's the best. I have the best dad. I have the best grandma. Mm-hmm. Literally, I have the best nanny in the world. Her name's Kira Lovenstein. You cannot have her.
She's like, awesome.
She's like family to us, and she's just the coolest chick. So I asked her to stay with me for emotional support. So here I was holding Murphy. She was kind of squirming around. She knew something was up because it was abnormal. And Kira was going, you can do this, Dana. This is going to make her better. She's going to be okay. You can do this. You can do this. But I got to tell you, their skin looks really delicate. They're fragile little things. You try poking a needle through lizard skin.
Yeah.
It ain't that easy. So anyway, we have high hopes.
Mm-hmm.
She's got good medication. We take very good care of her. We love her very much. And I'm hoping that we can handle this. I didn't mean to start us off on a bummer note,
but that's real life.
Any good thoughts you can send my way, we would appreciate it.
Well, I loved the good thought that Kira also gave you, that little box with the message and pictures of your son.
So I try not to bring all of my garbage to the show.
I love it.
But I will say I'm having a hard summer. Mm-hmm. It's been a struggle. I have a lot of family health problems going on. I was in a car accident. I'm fine. But just like a lot of things piling up. And of course, my nanny is witness to it every day. And she's just so lovely. Mm-hmm. So one day she was actually here when I got the mail and I got this little box. And on the outside of it, it said, there's something special inside for you. And then I opened up the box and there was another little box in it and it had a little card on top of it that said, someone wants you to smile. And then you unfold the box and it unfolded into this adorable little pattern of flowers and stuff. And then pictures of my favorite dude in the world, my kid, pictures of my kid. And then she wrote the sweetest message inside that said, boss lady, I know things are really, really hard right now, but you can do this. You're so strong and you are raising one badass little human.
Aww.
And then she signed it, your favorite nanny. And she's not wrong. She is. I posted a picture again, if you follow me on Instagram. It's like I'm promoting myself. I don't mean to, but when I share things, yes. You know, I put a picture of it on there and I just said, everybody needs a Kira.
They do.
You don't realize like
this, I don't even have kids and I know how awesome she is.
She's just a great. I know my sister is in love with her too. She wrote on my Instagram, Kira's the shit. She just really is. She brings me food. She calls me boss lady. She doesn't have to do that. Like, she just thinks it's funny.
I know.
She'll fold my laundry. I don't even ask her. I don't pay this woman enough. I really wish I could just throw money at her.
I know.
I just love her to death. But I want to say, if you have a friend that you know is struggling, I can't tell you how much that meant to me.
Of course.
Just to know that I was thought of. I know my friends love me. I know my family loves me. With my family, we're all going through the same thing. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I want to complain to them or, you know, lay more on them. So she just happened to see, she sees me cry. But she just took a minute to do that. And I don't know how much it costs. I can't imagine it's too much because she's not a millionaire, you know. But it was just that she could have hand-drawn it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have cared. Just that she took a minute to think
so
about
special.
Me. Oh, my God. Just love her. Anyway, I do that every once in a while. If someone's been on my mind, mm-hmm. I'll send them a snail mail card that I just drew.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I can't draw. It's usually a stick figure. And then I label it like, that's me. That's you. We're supposed to be hugging. Love you. But that stuff counts.
It does. Just letting someone know that you're thinking of them.
I thought of you the other day.
Oh.
Because we're always talking, we're both obsessed with like journals and stuff.
Yes.
And so I bought us matching notebooks for the show.
Which are awesome and beautiful and have perforated pages.
That was what I was flipping out about because it's not a spiral bound notebook, which usually I choose because I like to be able to pull the pages.
Yes.
These are perforated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice.
No, thank you. That was so, so sweet and
of
thoughtful.
Of course. You're welcome. Thank you to Kira for being so special.
Yeah.
I love her. What about your week? How was your week?
I'm just trying to come down after a week of salted meats and cheese. A
lot of food pictures that looked so good.
Oh my God. I have all of my in-laws are Italian and everybody is a good cook and there is no shortage of food. Italians are like Jews. If they're having people over, even if it's one person, they're going to have enough for 100.
I love it.
So just a really nice week. You're about to go see family.
Yeah.
I went and saw family. I bawled my eyes out, which I do every time when I leave. It didn't help that one of our little nieces started crying when I was leaving. And I was really shocked because the kids will hug you or give you a kiss goodbye. But you're always like, they're not going to remember me or they're too young. And she started crying and they were like, why are you crying? Because she was like crying. It wasn't like play cry. And she said, because I don't want Auntie Jessica to leave.
Aww.
Well, you can forget it. I was literally a blubbering mess.
Aww,
hysterically
baby.
Crying, saying goodbye to all of my family on my husband's side.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It was so sweet. It was really nice. You know, I loved getting to spend like quality time with them and like daily, whether it was like sitting and having breakfast with them or the pool party we had in the back with their kiddie pool. And
yes.
We made a mist with the hose so they could dance under it.
People who live near their family do not realize how special all of that time is. And it's impossible because you're in it.
Of course.
You don't realize what you have till it's gone. Don't know what you got till it's gone. Paved out your life, missing your family.
Oh. I don't know if that sounds more Joni Mitchell or Counting Crows.
I think Counting Crows actually did a
they did.
Cover of it.
Yes.
No, but there are so many times I wish I could just have my sisters over to watch The Bachelor. You know what I mean? But then, of course, when you're with your family all the time, you're like, oh, they're getting on my nerves. But we're here to tell you, if you've got family near you, you're so lucky. Hug them and enjoy it.
Totally.
Yeah.
I know you'll love this. While they were out in the pool, the youngest is 3 and the other 2 are 5. 2 are sisters and 1's a cousin. The little one just was not having it and she wanted to go inside, but the other girls were outside. We couldn't leave them out alone. I'm like, no. And I was like, their parents weren't home and I was trying to, you know, talk her down. And I was like, come on, don't you want to have a pool party? She's like, no. Well, Alan pulled out the old mouth harp, which,
shut
he
up.
Brought to Canada and played
shut
daily.
Up!
And she then came down, and then the three of them were dancing in the pool to the tunes of his mouth.
Because music is a universal language.
I'm telling you.
Also, calling the mouth harp music, that's using the term very loosely. Because it's just like, meow, 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 meow.
Apparently someone is going to have a career in electronic music. It's still music.
It is.
Right?
Clearly they loved it.
And didn't I send you a picture or a video of a kalimba?
Yes.
I saw quite a few stores carrying kalimbas and I'm like, weird.
I know, I've got to get some YouTube lessons going because we've all heard my kalimba. Dong, 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 dong. And then you send me this beautiful, like, angelic kalimba.
It sounded like an angel playing a harp.
I mean, that's why I wanted it because I thought, oh, my thumbs can be angelic. No, apparently not. It's not that easy, people.
I bet that there's a chart where you can learn there basics is. Like a recorder.
There is, but I'm afraid of finger charts for music because I want shattered
enough.
Oh,
no. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, nope. Okay, yep.
I need to be digital. This is a paperless house. No
yes.
Dana papers.
Yes, yes.
It's so funny you talking about kids. My son has been cracking me up. So, you know, I've kind of been single parenting, mm-hmm. kind of, just fully. I just don't want to let the world.
Kind of.
By the time these come out, I feel like my husband will be home and I don't have to worry about stalkers coming to get me like, oh, she's alone. It's like people that put on Facebook, we're on vacation, come rob our house.
Okay. Well, I hope it's not that guy at your market that asks why you don't come in more often.
No, I hope not too. Okay. But my son has definitely felt like he's stepped up to be the man in the house.
Aww.
And so I went out to dinner with a friend that was visiting in town from Chicago. Mm-hmm. And so I was out later, but it's summertime. So he asked his nanny if he could stay up and wait for me. Mm. And he finally got too tired at about 9:15. And he was like, ugh. I just, where is mommy? It is time for night-night. So then when I filmed, obviously I was gone, you know, till the nighttime. Mm-hmm. I didn't get home till about 9:30. And he got so upset when she told him it was time for night-night. He goes, where is mommy? It is dark outside. She needs to be home safe for night-night.
Oh, bless his heart.
He keeps getting so aggravated when I go out if I'm not back by sundown.
That's
isn't
really
that sweet?
Sweet. Yeah.
He tells his daddy that when he talks to him on Facebook, the first thing, or on FaceTime, first thing he says right out of his mouth, you need to come home. You are my best friend. You need to be safe.
Oh, my God. I would cry.
I know. I think it makes my husband really sad. But I just think it's so cute. He also, though, on the flip side, you know, there are two sides to the coin. There's the precious child that's just looking out for you. And then there's the child who told me he was going to call the police on me because I wouldn't give him water in bed. I couldn't believe it when it came out of
no
his mouth.
Way.
I kept saying, and it was like one of those parent moments where you're like, really, I could just give him. Because he said, can I have some water? I said, we're already laying down. I don't want you to drink too much water and have to pee pee in the night. Like, I gave him specific mm-hmm. reasons. Just a splash, just a little bit. And I was like, I could do that. But then it's me going back on my word and giving in to him. And he thinks he can just push. So I just said, honey, no, tomorrow you can have some water. There is no tomorrow, he said. He's very dramatic. I said, please don't say that. And he was like, just a splash. And I said, mommy said no, and I need to stick to that. We will get some water in the morning. And of course, I'm like, what if he's dehydrated and I'm murdering my child?
Oh my God.
But anyway, he goes, I heard him go, I'm going to have to call the police.
Unreal.
And I said, you're going to call the police because I won't give you water? Yes. I said, good luck with that.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
When you said that he said there is no tomorrow, first of all, it's so dramatic.
I know.
Hilarious. But somebody says that in a movie and it like echoes on. It's like, there is no tomorrow.
Oh, really?
And I feel like it's in one of the Rockies. I swear.
Huh. Maybe a listener
knows. And it just like
knows.
Keeps reverberating.
Whenever I think of things that are chanted in movies, for some reason, Dan Tipton and I laughed so hard. It's this not great movie with, I believe, Meg Ryan and Robert Downey Jr. And it's set. It's a period piece. It's like Victorian time, maybe. I don't know. But she goes crazy and he's a doctor in a mental institution.
What?
And he starts having an affair with her. And she starts screaming out in the rain, stomping in the mud. Hey, she has a bad British accent. So I'll be good at this.
Oh, my God.
He is my lover! He's my lover!
This is a Meg Ryan
yes.
and Robert. I've never heard of it. and I need to...
I think it's Meg Ryan. Who's the other cutesy that everyone... Melanie... No, it was Meg Ryan.
I thought you were talking about that movie with Mary Stuart Masterson, mm-hmm. where, like, somebody dies but comes back in present time as the husband. Do you know what I'm talking about?
With and, Mary Stuart... Oh, Robert Downey Jr. Yes. and Sybil Shepherd.
And it's... Yes.
Yes, it's...
The theme song is Peter Cetera and Cher. I think the movie was called After All.
After All,
and
yeah.
And that's the name of the song.
Because it goes this way. I love this. It's one of my favorite movies, and I love that song. After all the stops and starts, we keep coming back to these two hearts. Two angels who've been rescued from the fall. And after all that we've been through, it all comes down to me and you. If this is meant to be, forever you and me,
after all.
It's a great movie.
Oh my god.
Watch it. Netflix that shit.
Do it.
It's so good.
It is. It's
he
sad.
He is my lover.
One more suggestion for you and listeners. Uh-huh. Similar but different. Have you ever seen Summersby with Jodie Foster and Richard Gere?
Uh-huh.
Where her husband goes off to war
and comes back and he's a little different.
Yeah, it's not him, but it is him.
Oh, another one like that. It's on Hulu right now. Guilty pleasure, fun movie, Natalie Portman, Annihilation.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
All women, ladies.
Oh, is that one that came out last year?
It could have been,
like, it's
yeah.
a newer film?
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to see that because of the cast.
Yeah, it was good.
Mm.
I thought, anyway.
It's about a man that comes back from another life.
No. No, not really. But there is a correlation. I can't tell you or it'll ruin the movie. Sorry about that.
Movie reviews with D&J.
You want to know what a movie's about? They'll tell you the whole ending. And if there's a theme song, Dana will horribly sing it.
No, you have a nice voice. You can actually carry a tune.
Barely.
No.
Okay, should we get into our rants?
Let's do it.
You're first this week, Jess.
Am I? I ranted. Oh, yeah. I guess I just felt like I ranted so much last week about everything was a rant. My rant, my corner, thank God my rave didn't turn into a rant. This comes to us from an awesome listener who always sends us hilarious little anecdotes.
Thank you for sending things, people. We love it when we get stuff from you, and then it's not just us talking out our mouth holes.
No, totally.
Yeah.
And she just, I don't know, it's awesome. She sent us many funny things after episodes, or just fun little things as they pertain. She says, I have a rant for y'all. The way that a lot of people treat housekeepers and janitors like crap. People just throw their stuff on the floor and near the trash cans, spill their food and leave it, are rude and dismissive to us, and worst of all, because they assume we're uneducated, they blame everything on us instead of owning up to it themselves. If something dies, plants, fish, etc., oh, it must have been the housekeeper. If something is missing off their desks or money from their locked cash drawers, it must have been the housekeeper. If they spill something, even if it's under their desk, you guessed it must have been the housekeeper. Listen up, people. Maybe some of us just like to clean, or maybe it's the best for our kids and family because daycare is ridiculous. Expensive.
Yes.
No matter why we do the job we do, we're not lesser than, and I just wish people would stop treating people as such.
I could not agree more. I do not
Absolutely.
Understand that in any way whatsoever.
No.
I have housekeepers that come every 2 weeks. I appreciate them so much. I feel
yes.
like I need to hug them. I'm always so glad I see them. They clean in a way I'm not capable of.
Right.
Honestly, my housekeepers, they come in a team of five.
Oh, wow.
And they blast out my entire house in like 40 minutes.
That's amazing.
And they do things like I'll open my fridge and be like, oh my God, they stacked my condiments from restaurants that I'm a crazy person and save. Oh my God, they cleaned out my microwave. They aluminum foil lined my toaster oven. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just incredible.
Yeah.
And also growing up in school, like, the janitors were always my favorite.
Yes.
Like, these people are doing what you're not capable or willing to do.
Absolutely.
And they're incredible at it in a way that you never will be.
No. And they're cleaning up other people's mess.
Yeah. It's just a job. It's not a comment on how smart they are or how good or bad they are at what
no.
they do.
And And again, they're doing something that most people don't want to do for themselves, let alone for others. It is so incredibly disrespectful. I can't tell you how many times I've worked in a client's home and seen people treat whoever's there, their nanny, a housekeeper, a gardener, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to say it's certainly not the majority of people that I've right. dealt with, but there have been enough times where it was so off-putting. I'm like,
no, for sure.
I know I shouldn't say anything, but I kind of feel like I have to say something because it's so appalling.
I'm sorry. I'm just going to go out and say it. That's a bad person.
Yes, it is.
It really is.
It is.
It's indicative of who you are inside.
Yep.
That you think someone is lesser than you. Mm-hmm. It's just appalling to yep. me. I can't even fathom.
Another thing that would kill me, oh God, but I'm sorry. This always came from customers and clients that had a lot of money. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gifts are not based on how much or whatever that you give, right? The thought that counts. Well, the person that's scrubbing your toilets and watching your child all day uh-huh. when you have the privilege to not work and be loaded and shop for the latest and greatest for yourself all the time. Mm-hmm. I had several people that would come in every year very begrudgingly and annoyed and look for a gift. I need to get something for my housekeeper and say it like that. I'm like, oh, well, and I would show them certain things. I'm like, oh, well, this would be really, I bet they use their hands a lot. This is a really great lotion, like trying to give things yeah. that are more self-care and things like that.
That they wouldn't normally get for themselves.
And, the yeah. price was always under $20. Most people wanted something for $10 or below. And I thought, again, they clean your toilets mm-hmm. and are literally helping raise your children, and $10 is all you can pony up. Mm-hmm. These are people that are yeah. loaded, exactly. loaded.
Exactly.
And yes, I think sometimes people do think people are beneath them.
That's
what's sick.
That's the short and long of it.
Yes.
They think they're beneath them. And to me, that makes you a bad person.
Right.
I'm sorry. It just does.
What about people that clean in airports? All day.
I can't.
People that clean up in hospitals.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah.
A school janitor, all of it.
A person who says, well, I'm keeping them employed. I've heard people say that.
So disrespectful.
I left it there because they pay people to clean that up. I'm keeping them employed. I gave them a job. No, you're a shithead.
Yep. I've heard those exact words,
that
too.
That is the stupidest.
Disgusting.
Yes. I cannot handle it. Anyone that helps me out in my life, I mean, even I buy my mailman every Christmas a loaf of pumpkin bread from the Monastery of Angels. Like, I love
that pumpkin bread from the monastery. Good. It's the best.
Every Christmas I go and buy like 10 loaves and I give it to my housekeepers, my mailman, my neighbors.
Yes, it's the best.
It's so good. And it's not like super expensive at all, but it also goes to help
the
nuns.
It's a lovely gesture, yes.
And I really mean it with heartfeltness because it's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyone that treats someone in any kind of service industry. Actually, this even brings me to every time I go through a drive-thru, mm-hmm. legitimately when I'm paying, I think to myself, I could not do this job.
No.
They are multitasking like crazy.
I know.
They're talking to you, running your card, taking another
filling
order.
Filling up a drink.
Answering questions, filling drinks, getting ketchup because I always ask for it.
Yes.
I legitimately think to myself, oh, you're like, my son loves McDonald's, whatever. He always knows what toy's in it, and that's what he goes for. So he likes to go there when there's a new toy that comes out. Every time I go through that drive-thru, I think, I could not do this job. And yet, how many times do we hear people make fun of people go, I didn't work at McDonald's. You try to work there. You fucking try to take these orders with people that ask for no tomatoes and no onions and no jalapeno sauce on their quesadilla because it's too spicy for their kid. And pay, and I just can't. And dropping nickels out the window and expecting you to, what are you going to do about it? They can't crawl out the building. You do that job.
I can't breathe.
It makes me mad.
I would give my left arm to have had mocap balls on you so that you could be animated literally into a cartoon with the facial expressions and movements.
It makes me mad. Anyone who does something like, also I think about people who do pedicures. Like, I went to get my nails done the other day. I hate feet anyway. Fingernails are nasty anyway. This man came in. They all loved him. He's clearly a regular and he was very sweet. But I'm sorry. Any poor woman that has to touch a man's feet deserves diamonds. Diamonds!
I always give the pedicure technician the biggest tip I give anyone that I get any services from, because I'm like, she just worked on my feet for an hour.
Yeah. No.
Like a doctor working on Shrek.
Yeah. You work in an office and there's somebody that comes through at night to empty your trash can. You ought to hug them because you don't got to do it.
I know. Actually, sometimes at the office, we always take the trash out every night, but somebody was like, oh, you don't need to do that. So-and-so's coming tonight. That's the woman that comes in and deep cleans the office once a week. And I thought,
just make her job easier.
We take the trash out every night, so I'm going to take it out like we do every night. Why would that on her? Oh, she's coming.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know. And I don't think they were doing... Nobody's mean. A creep like that. But it was just like, ah. And I thought, no, I can take literally 2 minutes to empty 6 trash things.
People who leave clothing in a dressing room.
Yeah.
Because they have people that are paid to put those clothes back. At least put it on the hanger.
Exactly.
Or son of a gun.
At the very least, I take it and will fold it and drape it neatly on the thing. Because I will take in 100 things at once. I don't want to come out of that room again.
Right.
But I do not leave it in a heaping pile.
Yeah.
And most of the time, I've hung up what I'm walking out to purchase, and I've hung up and put it on the rack.
Yeah. Like when I work, I've had wardrobe people say to me before, you don't have to hang your clothes up. Nobody does
it. Always did.
Always. They brought it to me hung up. I'm going to leave it the same way.
I almost put my pantyhose back in the package the last time I was on set. And then I realized
they're
not going to reuse that. So I'm just going to put that in the trash bin.
I'll be honest, I've worn my socks home a couple of times because I was like, these might stink.
Understandable.
Yeah. Anyway, shame on anyone that looks down on a service industry job. It is legit and necessary and so helpful to you. You should buy them jewelry.
Yeah. Just treat them with respect and get them something that they might appreciate.
Because our listener is right. God. People have these jobs because it might be conducive to their schedule. They may have kids. I have a neighbor that she works with Molly Maid because it she can do that while her son's in school. They're no less than you.
It's ridiculous.
And shame for shame if you treat them that way. I'm so mad about it.
We're sending you a huge shout out to our listener, and we really appreciate you and what you do.
And thank you for writing that in because people do need to hear that because, like you said, I don't think everyone's just evil. I think sometimes people just don't stop to think because when something gets done for you, you don't think about how it's done or who does it.
Right.
It's just done.
I think we're preaching to the choir because in my heart, I feel like none of our listeners would treat
I feel the same way.
That's the irony, right?
That's why we're ranting. About it because it's unacceptable. I mean, can you imagine somebody helping you out and being you just like the people that do this? I want to go, would you ever look that person in the face and go, well, look at you, you deserve to clean this toilet
right
now?
Right.
It makes me mad. Clearly. All right. I guess I should get on to...
Into your rant.
My rant. So this is also from a listener, my rant today. I'm going to read you the letter that she sent us. Please. That's all typed out. Okay. Tell me why people are so gross and so inconsiderate. On the subway. I live in Toronto and unfortunately don't drive. I have to take the TTC, which is Toronto's transit system, and it is disgusting. People like to put their gross ass feet on the seats. No, unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Even when it's snowing out and their shoes are full of gray slush. And of course, not to mention all the gross other bodily functions that people do and spread all their gross germs everywhere, like sneezing, coughing, hacking, sweating. Mm-mm. Sweating, yes. Picking their noses. Yep. Some people also smell so bad I can't help but gag. I can't wait to get my own car so I can be in my own space. But I know those will come with a new set of pet peeves. Haha. Anyway, this is my rant, she says. So thank you so much for that. And yes, she's absolutely right. Do you know, you know how much I love Oprah?
Yes.
But she did scar me one time.
With what?
Because she had a Dr. Oz episode before he had his own show.
Oh, with the black light?
Well, I'm sure that was part of it. But the one thing I remember from that episode, it was all these awful things that you don't realize. Like, there are more germs on your toothbrush than in your toilet kind of thing. Mm-hmm. He gave the percentage of how much fecal matter is in a movie theater seat every time I go to the movies.
What?
I think about how many poo-poo particles are in that seat.
Stop it. Stop it.
And I sit softly so they don't fly into the air.
Oh, softly.
That's how I make it okay in my brain.
Oh my God.
She's right though. Can you imagine how many boogers, how much spit, how many poo-poo particles are on that TGC?
I would like not to.
To imagine. I know. She's not wrong. Claudia, you gotta get a car.
No. Again, this goes, it kind of ties hand in hand with the first thing. Have respect in, you can do whatever the heck you want. Mm-hmm. Be as gross as you want in private. That mm-hmm. is your prerogative and your problem.
For sure. I'm not going to say I don't pick my nose in private.
Not
I mean,
in public.
Happens, but I don't do it in public and wipe it or touch a handrail after I did it.
Correct. And I'm sorry, I have an issue. Like, I know my stepmother recently had an issue with this and I couldn't blame her. Somebody at the pharmacy that was filling a prescription uh-huh. for somebody that had a really bad infection, so they didn't need any other germs or common cold,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The person was sneezing and kept kind of nudging and wiping their nose and did not wash their hand. And she called the head pharmacist over and said, I will not be taking that prescription. And this is what just happened. They were appalled.
Yeah.
And they were like, we will refill it right now.
But
that is like not a joke.
That happens all the time. You know it does.
Every time I sneeze at work, one sneeze, even if I don't feel anything come, and something always comes out, even if it's just vaporated spit. I don't know what. If I sneeze, I immediately stand up and go wash
your hands or hand sanitize.
Because we share computers. Yes. And what? Then I'm going to touch anything? No.
But you're the only one that does it. So you've got everybody else's finger germies.
Every time I touch the coffee maker or any of that stuff, my hands are clean before I touch it. I even wash it again after I've touched
it. Here's the thing. There's so much that whenever I hear about people, like Billy Bob Thornton gave me an issue about using silverware at restaurants.
Oh.
Because it's all true. Nobody's wrong, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Dan Tipton, he washes his hands every time he ties his shoelaces.
He does.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, no, you sometimes they come untied. They're on your feet. You're walking through grass and dirt and
he's
pee
right.
and poop. And I mean, there's all kinds of little things like that.
Totally.
Literally, we would have to be in biohazard suits to keep away from all of that. But it does like create like record scratch moments in my head.
Yes.
I will not touch a bathroom door when I walk out, a public restroom.
Ever. I use the bottom of my shirt.
I use, and if I don't have that, I bring a paper towel with me.
And then throw it on the ground.
And then throw it on the ground for someone, because that gives someone a job. No.
Oh my
no,
God.
I take it back to wherever I'm going and I hold on to it.
Did I tell you about the door thing that they had in Northern California? And I'm like, why is this not on every single public bathroom door?
No.
It was like a little bracket that came out, not sharp, but it was like almost like an L shape coming out of the door.
Mm-hmm.
I had never seen it. And it had a little picture with an arrow. And I'm like, oh my God. It was to put your arm against the door on that bracket to pull it open.
Oh.
And that way your hand... It,
you don't touch.
Even if you're wearing a short sleeve shirt, again, I'd
at
rather my arm touch
than
it
hands.
Than my hands.
Yeah.
It was brilliant. Never seen it before, ever. It was in this awesome market that we went to.
That's
that was
amazing.
All eco-friendly and whatever. The arm bracket.
Well, the Bob's Big Boy in Toluca Lake, they have a handicap button on their bathroom door. I always use it.
So that it
automatically opens.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, we were taught as kids, cover your mouth when you cough,
yes.
cover your face when you sneeze with your hands. They teach the kids now. I notice my son, when he coughs into his arm.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they do, which it makes sense.
Unlike the people who I witness all the time who put their hand kind of like if you were trying to cover your mouth like that, like
uh-huh.
if I was trying to tell you something discreetly.
Yeah.
So they have the hand and then they sneeze like this. It's like
to the
so
side.
You still just shot all
it.
Of that out into the air.
Yeah.
And the coughing.
Oh, God. I have had a cold and I've been a hacker and I know it, but I try to like...
You don't do it around people.
Right. Whenever you're... It's usually old men that are the worst about it. They will clear their throats
uh-huh.
and... And it drives me crazy.
A lady did that in that airport.
Yeah. It definitely makes my feathers
yes.
ruffle.
But
like,
can you be so inconsiderate in a public space and not be embarrassed?
I know. You know what? It also really ruins. I love a buffet.
Yeah.
But if I stopped to think about
mm-hmm.
what goes on in those buffets,
mm-hmm.
I... Ugh.
Mm-hmm. You know what they call, like, I used to work at a salad bar place called Let Us Surprise You.
Ugh.
And they...
I feel like you made that up just to make my face crunch.
Lettuce Soup Rise You.
Ew, it got worse.
Uh-huh. There was, you know, the shield that comes up. It's called a sneeze guard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gross.
Also, not everyone's tall enough, especially people that don't cover when they sneeze, are usually of a smaller stature.
Yeah.
A child. They're right face level with that macaroni and cheese.
macaroni salad.
Crunch, crunch. Boogers.
So disgusting. Gross. I hate it. I'm sorry for your subway travels.
I'm sorry. Also, people, stop putting your feet on shit. Ugh. What is wrong with people?
For real. Ugh. And by the way, we've talked about this multiple times. People removing their shoes on a plane or something. By God, on the horrific flight, the guy in the row in front of me took off his shoe and put his feet up, like, on the person behind him's armrest.
No.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Like, you're just got home. Oh, I'll just take off my shoes.
No, how dare you? Humans are disgusting.
We really are.
We are ultra sensitive cockroaches.
Animals keep cleaner practices than most humans.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I know. We wipe our butts with dry paper. At least they lick theirs clean. What?
No, thank you.
Just saying, Jessica's cleaner.
Let's get in that cleansing breath.
Oh, we need it. We need it. Okay, in. And out with all the bad, but cover your mouth, Jessica.
I just exhaled into my hand.
Into your hand. It's supposed to be your arm. Have you learned nothing?
Oh, God.
Have you learned nothing?
Apparently.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I'll do it into the tent of my shirt.
Okay. So for our corners this week, I brought a corner. And I can't remember if we have a song for this or not. It falls into the what the what?
That is it.
Yeah. What the what category. Mm-hmm. So I just want to read this to you. Here's the title. This is listed by Spooky. Somebody named Spooky wrote this article. But anyway, celebrity masseuse literally bites her clients to promote blood circulation. Okay, so New Jersey-based...
And rabies transmission? What the hell?
New Jersey-based masseuse Dorothy Stein is known as the backbiting masseuse because one of her controversial techniques involves sinking her teeth into her clients to tenderize their muscle and promote blood circulation. Let me finish. Dr. Dot, as rock legend Frank Zappa nicknamed Stein in the 80s, when she used to massage bands just to get into shows, which if you're a groupie, I never heard of that tactic,
me neither.
Pretty smart. It was encouraged to use her teeth as a massage tool by her mother at a very young age. So this woman's mom was like, yeah, just bite people. She was only 5 when her mom asked her to give her a massage for the first time. Abuse of a child.
Okay.
However, her hands weren't strong enough at the time because she was a baby.
Oh my God.
So her mother asked her to bite her instead.
Nope.
It apparently worked because over 4 decades later, Dorothy Stein is still using her chompers to tenderize her clients' muscles and promote blood circulation. There's a picture of her here. Let me show you. She is legitimately and literally biting people's backs. Look at that skin pull.
Okay, that does not look like she's biting someone. I'll leave that image up to your imagination.
Oh, Jessica. Jessica!
Unacceptable picture. And you want to know what else is unacceptable? Controversial? No shit. Human bites are filthier and more dangerous than a dog bite.
Well, even if you're not breaking the skin, she's getting saliva on your back.
Oh my God, that is actually a health hazard.
I would think. But she is a masseuse to celebrities.
Also, does anyone... I mean, clearly some people do like the feeling of biting. I mean,
Frank Zappa apparently
not
does.
Not from a child, not from a little kitten,
no,
even.
No. And how do you promote yourself?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Maybe she should consider learning how to give acupuncture.
Or cupping. Or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Not biting. That's for fucking vampires, dude.
What a creep. I'm seriously revolted, and you're right. My husband went for cupping. That's what they do to athletes or people with injury. It made a huge difference, and that's a clean, sanitary way
also,
to pull things to a certain area.
I have never had a massage where they were like, I've had massages where they're like, hey, I'm really going to knead in your muscle and try and separate some of this
with
fibrous.
With their fist or
right,
elbow.
Their knuckles, this fibrous tissue to mm-hmm. get, what is it, lactic acid out of your muscles. But I have never heard anyone say, I'm going to tenderize your meat.
Okay. Ew.
Like, what? What the what?
Seriously.
Yeah.
I really want to know if anyone has caught anything.
I want to know if we have any listeners that have had a bite massage.
If you have, you better let us know.
You better let us know. And don't tell us your name because we are going to judge you. I just don't even think that would feel good.
No, I don't like that at all.
I don't like it either. Anyway, that's the corner I brought.
Oh my God.
What the what?
Well, I have a fun corner and another sweet little happy for Kids Are Amazing corner.
Oh, yay.
Yes. Sisters read bedtime stories for other kids on Facebook Live each night.
Oh my God.
How cute already, right?
Uh-huh.
Two Delaware sisters are trying to raise the literacy rate one bedtime story at a time. Zariah Willard, 13, and her sister Haley, I know, have been reading bedtime stories on Facebook Live for months now. We take turns reading. It all started to help kids get a bedtime story because maybe their parents are busy or they don't have the time to read, so that's what we are helping. Each Sunday, the girls visit the library to pick out books for the week. Oh my God. First of all,
that's so cute.
Love that people are still doing that because I loved that as a kid.
Yes.
And I'm always thinking, like, there probably isn't even a library anymore for kids to check out books. Then they read the stories five nights of the week. Of course, one of the staples is Dr. Seuss.
Yes.
But they make a point to also include books featuring diverse characters. When we read stories, we try to use black characters because we don't see a lot of that around here. So we're here to tell people that black kids are out there too. The sisters are even working on a book of their own. It's about our family, Zariah said. For now, they're just happy that they're making an impact. It makes me happy that it helps somebody. It makes me feel good when I go online.
Oh, I love that so much.
It's so cute. I love that it's sisters. Kudos to their parents or whoever is taking them to get the books and bringing your kid to a library.
Absolutely.
Right?
I also love that it's not just about them getting famous on social media. They want to help with literacy.
Yes.
Like, they have a good intention behind it. I think it's precious. And it is really cute. I was saying to you, when I was a kid, there was a phone number you could call and hear
so
a night story.
Yeah, I never heard
of that.
Of
course, they don't do that. You know, nobody uses their phone for stuff like that anymore.
Right.
Not the same way, anyway.
It's
but
true.
Anyway, I think that's so adorable.
Yeah. You can look them up on Facebook if you'd like to follow them. Then you can also, if you have children, maybe let them see a little Facebook Live story. They're in Delaware, so it'd probably be Eastern time. So it'd be earlier for us out on the West Coast.
Yeah.
But their Facebook page is Zariah. Z-A-R-I-A, capital letter X, Haley. Like, the X, I think, is for Aunt Haley. Zariah X Haley, H-A-I-L-E-Y. And what a wonderful, wonderful thing for two siblings to do to bond together. And again, kids going out of their way to do something cool for others and to help out.
I love it.
Really inspiring.
I love it. It's really sweet.
I love it, too.
Aww. Should we move on to our raves?
Let's do it.
Okay, so this rave, I believe it came from a listener, right?
It did.
It is the cutest. Just hold on to your pearls, people. So the rave for this week that I'm bringing from a listener is called the Magic Yarn Project. I'm just going to read a little bit about them from their website. About the Magic Yarn Project, our mission to create magic in the lives of children battling cancer and inspire volunteerism to help make a difference. Not so long ago, two moms started a project to make a few dozen princess yarn wigs for young girls battling cancer. Chemotherapy treatments leave young scalps too sensitive for traditional wigs, which I didn't have any idea. But yarn wigs are comfy, soft, and warm. Magic yarn wigs are inspired by beloved Disney characters and invite children back to the world of play and daydreaming. They are a beacon of fun, laughter, and play during a scary time. The Magic Yarn Project has received coverage by over 100 internet media sources, magazines, local news, blah, blah, blah. Every year, roughly 83,000 young girls ages 2 to 10 are diagnosed with cancer, 5,000 in the U.S. Due to the popularity of these wigs, the Magic Yarn Project was born. They're a nonprofit organization funded solely by donations and entirely volunteer-based. So they have a 4-minute little video you can find on their website. It's themagicyarnproject.com. What I love about them, Volunteers send us handmade crocheted beanies and hats. And then at our workshops, we attach long strands of yarn and accessories to the beanies and style them to resemble a variety of princesses. They've also now extended into pirates for boys, which is so, so cute. They're machine washable. They're placed in a mesh laundry bag, completely safe. They deliver them in clear cellophane with a whimsical greeting card and information on the project for the parents. Their wigs are made 100% by volunteers and funded 100% by donations of yarn and money. So if you go to their website, I love, they can tell you exactly how you can help out. So if you crochet, they have free crochet patterns. They have videos. You can request a wig for someone. It's completely free because it's all by volunteer and donation. Amazing. I am telling you, go to this website, themagicyarnproject.com. Look at the pictures of these children. Mm-hmm. Jessica and I spent, what, 20 minutes? My throat was hurting because I kept going, pure joy. It's like Little Mermaid, the Frozen princesses. It's incredible. It's absolutely adorable. And the joy on these children's faces, it's crazy. I just love, they call the people that volunteer and help them out magic makers. Which I thought was so cute. There's hardly a young boy or girl today who doesn't love Disney movie stars who are symbols of strength, courage, and true determination for young children everywhere. With or without hair, these kids are strong and beautiful, but having a chance to step into the role of their favorite Disney heroine or hero by putting on a wig provides a magical escape for those who find themselves entrenched in the painful and difficult world of cancer. And they tell you exactly what kind of yarn to get because, like I mentioned, they mentioned...
Made out of different materials.
Yes, and those wigs, their scalps are sensitive, and I didn't know. So these are like soft and safe for them. It was created in Palmer, Alaska by this woman who was a nurse. It's two mothers who are promoting it, who had started it, and now it's international. They send wigs all over the world. So anyway, if you just want to see Precious, go look at those pictures. If you know how to crochet.
I wish I did because I would make one.
Here's the thing. I do. And I'm really considering it. I'm not good at it. But even if I could just make a beanie and send it to them. And then they attach. They have workshops where they are. And they all these volunteers get together. I mean, the impact it's clearly having on these children is insane. I love it so much.
It's also just sweet because it's a touch of whimsy. Right? It's like, yes, you see kids all the time just rocking it, right? Without a wig or a scarf or whatever.
Yeah. And
sometimes also there's not the money or the means to have it. So I love that this is a way to cover them and make them kind of feel cozy, but.
And fun.
To be fun and make them feel, have some sort of normalcy.
Absolutely. And on their website, you guys, they have a section, how can I help? There's so many ways you can help. We've had help from hundreds of people in the following ways: monetary donations through our GoFundMe page, yarn donations, crocheted beanies and wig accessories. They have patterns listed on their website. Knitters can donate knit wig accessories, snowflakes, starfish, and flowers because they put all kinds of things in their hair. They have instructions for all of it. Fundraisers, they call them fundraisers, to help us purchase supplies and cover shipping. They've had sororities do it. Girl Scout troops do it. They have sticker drives. We use sparkly princess stickers to decorate princess greeting cards that accompany each wig they deliver. Wig making, they have video tutorials for you. We welcome any and all help and thank our many magic makers for their contributions. It's incredible. It's just incredible.
You're gonna freak when you see the pictures that we post.
Out. Those babies, oh God.
And the little girl that's wearing the Rapunzel wig, which is like three times the length of her, is the cutest thing ever.
Sometimes the pictures of them, they're literally just staring at their hair with the biggest smiles. Yeah. Like they cannot even contain how lovely it is. It's precious. Just go look at it, people. That's my rave for this week. Adorable. So thank you to the listener who sent that in.
Yes.
I've never heard of it. It's absolutely incredible. And it just makes my heart happy.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Okay, my rave for this week is called Hilarity for Charity. That's hilarityforcharity.org. In 2012, Seth Rogen and Lauren Miller Rogen founded Hilarity for Charity as a resource for the millennial generation to help bridge the gap in understanding the landscape of Alzheimer's disease.
Wow.
Today, HFC is dedicated to raising awareness, inspiring change, and accelerating progress in Alzheimer's care, research, and support through the engagement of millennials. Mm-hmm. Using this unique approach, Hilarity for Charity aims to significantly improve outcomes for all family members contending with Alzheimer's disease by 2020.
Wow.
That's amazing. So Alzheimer's is something that sadly many people have dealt with their own family.
Yeah.
It's a devastating disease and very sad for so many reasons, mainly because people are might be okay physically, even mm-hmm. though their brain is doing otherwise. Mm-hmm. And it's very sad. And as we all know, people then forget mm-hmm. even their own children or their spouse or anything like that. So
and sometimes they struggle with anger because yes, it's very frustrating. And yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very sad for the patient. Also, very hard for those who love the person who is suffering.
Yes.
I know when somebody in my family had it, how devastating it was for the children and the grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
So they have all kinds of programs. They have a grant program that provides exceptional in-home care relief to families contending with Alzheimer's. It relieves caregivers and gives them time to rest, recharge, and focus on their personal and professional life. That in itself is
priceless.
Amazing.
Yeah.
If someone is lucky enough to have a full-time caregiver, and we know people that are currently full-time caregiving for people,
mm-hmm.
you have to have a break.
You have to.
Everyone.
It wears on you physically, emotionally,
absolutely.
Mentally, everything.
Absolutely. So to be able to offer somebody a little bit of reprieve in what they're dealing with every day and to give them time to be healthy and a little more rested,
mm-hmm.
phenomenal. They also put on variety shows. It says for 6 years, our successful Los Angeles variety show has entertained young, hip professionals through evenings filled with music and comedy while creating the next generation of Alzheimer's advocates, not to mention serving up some delicious food and raising over $10 million.
Amazing.
So they have some really cool things going on. They also do it in New York. So check out Hilarity for Charity. It's a great organization, and there are so many cool things that comics do. Like a lot of times mm-hmm. people don't make it public. Seth Rogen's a very public figure. I never knew
I
he was involved
this.
In this.
Yeah.
Conan O'Brien and Jon Stewart do a lot of stuff for autism. Like mm-hmm. there are people who have a foundation and or an event once a year where they get friends and colleagues from the industry to volunteer their time. Everybody's doing it for free, mm-hmm. all to raise money for whatever the cause is. And they're all great causes,
yeah,
as we know.
Absolutely.
But definitely check out Hilarity for Charity. And if you're in one of the cities that they come to or having a program in, maybe check out, see one of the shows.
Like, yeah, absolutely.
To have a fun night laughing and do something to help raise money for such a great organization.
For sure. And also too, like, it just feels good to give back. You know, we talk about this all the time. We can't all give money. Sometimes we don't have time, but like I mentioned with, you know, the Magic Yarn Project, there's lots of ways you can help that
yes.
really don't take anything from you.
Totally.
You know what I mean? Sending them stickers to put on their little cards.
Yes.
Like, who can't do that?
Exactly.
They're at the dollar store all the time.
Yep.
Or in those little crates right at the front of Michael's.
Or the one spot at Target, my favorite.
Huh? Oh, God, yeah. How many seeds have I bought there that I've never planted?
Do not buy the batteries there.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
There's a reason they're in the dollar bin.
Good to know.
Even though they're name brand batteries.
Well, I'll tell you what. I shouldn't buy pencils there because when you sharpen them, they just fall apart. Still do it. Still do it. It's just a dollar.
I didn't know that because I buy the cute pencil packs all the time for people.
Okay, a couple of times I've tried to sharpen them and they just fall to wood chips. Sorry. It's the thought that counts, Jessica.
It is.
Jessica.
Dana.
I think that's our show.
I think it is.
You guys, please get in contact with us. Tell us more about what's going on in your community.
Yes.
Tell us about how poorly behaved people are. We're going to help you rant about it. You can contact us on Instagram or Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at @raves_the. Our website is therantsandravespodcast.com. Therantsandravespodcast.com. We have a contact button there and some information about us. Or you can straight up email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com. Send us some stuff, peeps. Or just say hi. Sometimes I think people don't realize we don't have an awareness of
right.
how involved people are with our show.
Sure.
Whether they are or not. You and I just every week get together, act like maniacs, talk into a microphone, and we're like, hope somebody listens. We put it out there for free mm-hmm. because we just, who wants to pay to hear me talk? Nobody. But the only way we know that you guys are engaged and enjoying it, and the only way we know to keep doing mm-hmm. it, is if you let us know you like
yeah.
it, guys. just send us an email and say, I like you, keep doing it. Or Dana, stop laughing so loud. Like, whatever it is, don't sing anymore. I don't care what it is, just so that we know you guys are there, because it really feels nice. Totally. So anybody that's ever sent us a rant, a rave, or even just a note to say, hey, you got me through a drive, it mm-hmm. really means the world to us. Because there are definitely times when I'm editing at 2 o'clock in the morning that I'm like, why am I doing this? Who's listening to this? Why am I not in bed? I would rather be eating taco leftovers right now. So anyway, hit us up, because we do enjoy doing it, but we also want to know that you guys like it too.
Yes.
So anyway, to go out for the week, I either have a weekly point to ponder, or I have things that I'm a little bit obsessed with. Mm-hmm. So that's what this week is. I've got a couple of things for you that are just pure happy. Okay. So first of all, you know, I follow more animals than people on Instagram. Yes. Well, I forced Jessica to check out this freaking cat.
Amazing.
You guys have to look up pompous.albert. I got to make sure I get it right. I mean, we'll probably post a picture so you can see.
We will.
Pompous Albert. Pompous.albert. So his description of his Instagram, because he has his own Instagram account, as he should, yes. by the way. He is a Selkirk Rex. Never heard of that before in my life. He was named after Albert Einstein because the Selkirk Rex has curly hair. It's a long-haired cat, longish. It's mid-length hair.
Sure.
But it's curly. So they named him Albert for Albert Einstein. He is a rejected show cat, but I'll show them, it says. And he did. He showed them because he has way more followers than I do. This cat does not look real.
It looks like an animatronic from like the set of Fraggle Rock or something.
It looks like an animatronic for sure.
It does.
If you like Grumpy Cat, this cat
new Grumpy Cat.
It makes Grumpy Cat look like
an angel.
It looks like the most mad, angry, adorable thing mm-hmm. I've ever seen. And it's so sweet. And also the dad, I went down I told my sisters.
So did I.
This is how obsessed I was. You know how much I hate puns and I chastise reporters for doing it. I sent my sisters a message and said I went down a meow bit hole.
No, ma'am.
Yes, I did. Pompous.albert, the cat, you guys,
that
check
is
it
so
out.
Bad.
I got one more for you because I feel like the world's in trouble right now.
Yes.
At least I am. There's a lot of negativity. So I think a lot of people are kind of into, or maybe we're phasing out of, the vampire love, right?
Yeah, sure.
So, but it's always kind of a popular thing. If you have you ever seen What We Do in the Shadows?
No.
Okay, it was a movie by Jermaine Clement and Taika Waititi. It's sort of an improvised movie, and it's literally just follows these vampires.
It's a comedy.
It is so stinking funny. It's like The Office for vampires, kind of.
Is it on Netflix?
The movie's on Netflix. They also this year just created a TV show.
Oh.
And I believe it's on FX. And I was like, you see a movie, and then they turn it into mm-hmm. a TV show. It doesn't have the same people in it. You're right. Like, no way. That's not going to be good. I'm telling you, the TV show is equally as good, if not better, than the movie.
Wow.
It is so funny. I binged it in like 2 nights. It made me laugh so hard, which is saying a lot because I've been going through stuff.
Right.
So, What We Do in the Shadows, if you like vampire humor. The actors are incredible. They're hilarious. Yeah.
Right.
So Pompous Albert and What We Do in the Shadows, you guys. That's all I got. Do I need to keep talking? I feel like a chicken with my head cut off right now. If my tongue was a spatula, every bowl in my house would be clean. Have a great week, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.